Audio Gravity, 20th of May 2009. Hello again. Still catching up on the backlog at the moment. I've probably got another 5 or 6 days to go. Some good news though that I am going to do a video unboxing of the MicPort Pro in the next few days when that arrives. Okay, first link today. If you have one of the new range of netbooks, that is the Atom powered N series Atom chips, then you'll be probably interested in a new Linux Foundation project called moblin.org, which is create the mobile internet future, learn, test drive, build and join. Now, Moblin, Intel actually have a Linux release from themselves, which is optimized exactly for the netbook. Now, I'm running Windows 7 currently on the Acer Aspire 1 netbook, and it runs perfectly. And I guess any OS that comes out in this day and age, as in 2009, should work straight off the back. Now, it used to be that you install Windows and then you'd need to install your video, your audio, USB, card reader, all that sort of stuff. I'm happy to say that with the Acer Aspire 1, I installed Windows 7 RC1, the release, and everything installed perfectly. But I'm really, really interested in this Moblin project, and that here's the reason why. I found that the Linux community, they're very, very switched on as to what is going on in the social sphere. They understand that the crossovers from the social networking, the browser, breaking out of the browser in some ways. And looking forward to installing that on. I need to do a little bit of research to see if I can dual boot Windows 7, and I'm sure I can with this, but I guess I need to go the opposite way. I think I need to put this on first and then mess around with Grub bootloader and then put Windows 7 on that way as well, just to have that extra capacity in case, you know, there's an application I need to use or the card reader doesn't work or something like that. The whole reason why I bought the netbook is to have, you know, 6 or 7 hours battery instead of 2 or 3 on a normal laptop, and it's obviously a little more condensed and, you know, probably wouldn't work with the webcam and things like that. So check that out, moblin.org. If you've got a netbook, it's worth downloading, digging out the Intel image and giving it a test drive. Let me know what you think of it. The next link is teoeffect.com espionage. This is really, really cool. This, I didn't realize there was a version 2 of it, and they've also got a 14-day trial on at the moment, which is secure folder protection for the Mac. So now they've actually brought us the ability to associate our folders with applications. So for instance, with your email, as soon as you open your email locally, it will actually prompt you for your password to unencrypt your folder where all your mail stored. Didn't used to do that before. You actually had to go in, you had to unlock it and then use it. So now you can associate applications to the encrypted pieces, which is really, really useful. And the encryption is really, really high as well. I'm not sure, but they've got the AES 128-bit encryption, but there is also support for AES 256. Even the National Security Agency, NSA, has stated that it can be used to protect top secret classified information. That's not to say they can't decrypt it, but it's there. It's a great little application. If you really need to hide something on your Mac, Espionage 2.08 is out for Leopard now, and it's $24, reasonably cheap for the security peace of mind of encrypting those documents. Next link, Larry Page on real-time Google. So Larry Page was over in Hertfordshire in the UK at a Google Zeitgeist, and he was asked about real-time, I presume out of the fact because of the threat from Twitter, if you want to call it that. And then basically turned around and said, yeah, we have to do it. Page says that Twitter has demonstrated that real-time search is essential. Loic, founder of Microblogging Service, sees making European Tech Conference of the Web, where this year's topic is real-time web, funnily enough. Asked Page today what he thought about Twitter. Page's response was interesting. Check it out. It's on Read Write Reb. Really like Read What. I can't even say it. Read What Write. They have some great articles on there. If you've never been on there before, go and check it out. It's a great little site. Last two links in 30 seconds. Inhabit Design Will Save the World. This beautiful solar stadium is 100% powered by the sun. You have to see this picture. There's this big sweeping round circle, like crescent, if you like, with solar panels all over the top of it. It's built, it's done, it's 100% solar powered. Right, guys, I'll see you all tomorrow. Cheers for tuning in. Bye.